Episode 557 of Android App Addicts is going to be amazing. Dor and Josh try to read emails, and even better yet, Ivor's not here.
Hey, Podnautians, welcome to Android App Addicts, episode 557, and if this is your first time listening, the reason I say hello, Podnautians, is because everyone who listens to this show, everyone who partakes, is an equal person. There is no talking down to people. We are a community. Everybody gets the same rights and privileges as everybody else, and never forget, if you want to listen to this show or watch this show completely ad-free, you can go to patreon.com/androidappaddicts, just like Tom O. Thank you very much for your Patreon support, Tom O. You started back in 2016, and you hung around for at least a little bit, so I definitely say thank you for your support. Joining me tonight is Josh, and Josh, I don't understand why you would laugh when I remind people how to watch this show ad-free.
I don't know, Jor. I definitely subscribe and pay a little bit of money so that I can be on it ad-free.
Well, you know, it's the kind of thing, if people think they need to pay for this ad-free, well, then I'm perfectly okay with them thinking that. Also, I'll say, do not forget, if you want to watch this live, which also is ad-free, all you got to do is either follow us on Twitter. I believe we have a Facebook page as well. You can also follow us on Discord, link in the show notes, which I keep figuring out how to mess up that join link into Discord, so I keep having to update it, but I think I found out a way now to have a permanent link. Or you can ask to join us on our Mattermost server, or you can literally just stop by IRC. We have an IRC channel there too. And then we go live every Thursday night around 9 p.m. New York time. Anyone and everyone is more than welcome to come join in the chat and participate. We try to keep up with the chat just like we try to keep up with the emails. Isn't that right, Josh?
That's right, Dor. And I would say that if there's anyone who doesn't have equal rights in the Podnuts group, it's Ivor.
No comment.
So yeah, the emails, we apologize if you wanted them read on the podcast and we didn't. We obviously can't read all of them for time constraints, but we do respond to them. So if you think that we just get emails and they go to spam or directly to trash, I mean, we really try to start a conversation when somebody sends in an email. So today or tonight, our plan is to read some of the emails and hopefully have a decent conversation.
Right. Well, I'll say honorary first email has to be the one from Derek. And it goes a little something like this. Hey guys, I have a complaint. You ask every show for us, the listeners, to send emails in our thoughts and our opinions. And when we do, they don't get read out. Exclamation point. I often hear, oh, sorry, we have run out of time to get to your emails, but we'll read them on our next show. When we take time to contact you, we expect to be answered, contacted back, or have the email read. Otherwise, there's no point in us making the effort. Just like to say, I love you guys and the show, and I listen to every show and have done since the beginning of time. I'm talking about the Steve Cherubino days. I don't always make contact, but I'm always here for you, and when my numbers come up, I'm flying over, and we're going to have a beer, that I promise. By the way, the first part of this email isn't really a complaint, it's just a little irritation. Keep on doing what you're doing, guys. Love you and yours, Derek. Listener from Hemstead, United Kingdom, and I'm sure I mispronounced at least one word there. And this is why we're doing emails this week, because I have no problem in admitting I do not do good with the written word. Between us, if you listen to DDG episodes, I have in the last 3 months gotten a fair amount of threatening emails, threatening not only my existence, my family's existence, my children's existence, but also legal ramifications for myself and Podnuts that we would be living on the street. So answering emails has become much less fun in the last couple months. It does seem like it has lightened up. With that said, I'm still not great with words, so I will apologize for not being prompt with answering emails. Derek, I do recognize your name, and I know you've been around a while. I will thank you for all your support. And I the only thing I can promise is I will try to do a better job in categorization and organization of emails.
Yeah, we've been trying to, Ivor and myself, answer emails since we've been on board. So I appreciate it. It is a good email. One point that I would make is that you correspond with the emails, even if we don't read them on the show. So yeah, thanks for that email. It's really good feedback. And then I'd like to read one from Moist Chirizer.
Excuse me?
Yes, exactly.
I was wondering how you were going to pronounce that name.
Moist Chirizer. No, it's just it says just a hello from Ottawa, Canada. End of episode 556. Ask for a location, road call. So we appreciate that. We'll put a pin in it. Self-proclaimed Android nut here, currently running 3 SIM cards. A Pixel 3 XL, a Note 9, and a OnePlus 7 Pro are my current devices. Each phone has about 40 tech podcasts. Android App Addicts and Android Buffet are the only two I have on automatic download, and AAA is the first one I listen to when available. Keep kicking ass. I do find you guys kind of cheap, running devices I would never recommend. I always enjoy your points of view. Props to the new hosts. While Eric is still missed, I like the new nuts. Cheers, Moist. So in response to that, I would say that I am running a Huawei P30 Pro. So I think that's fairly high end. But you can also, it's not the cost of the phone. There are a lot of cheap, as you put it, phones, which are actually pretty high quality these days as well.
Well, and I'll be honest, I go through cycles of priority, but it is directly in correlation with the quality and price of device out there. I don't want a $800 phone right now just because I really do believe a large amount of that money I'm literally throwing away when I can get a $300 to $400 device that I personally feel heavily competes with those $800 devices. And then with that said, I'm a government employee. I have my job not because of the money I get paid, because I can easily leave and get paid twice, if not more, money than I'm getting paid. I'm a government employee for the stability and for the time off. Like right now, I have over 400 hours, I think it's almost 500 hours of leave available to me. And if I worked at Red Hat or Google, I would never be able to have that amount of leave available to me.
So would you say that you work in the government to be a public servant and you are a podcaster to get rich?
No. I'll say my father's father worked as a government employee. My father was a government employee. My mother's father basically helped build the subway in New York City, government employee. My mother was a government employee. I feel like I need to be a part of the community and try to do better, try to make our local communities better, try to take the local taxpayer and make that dollar do as much as it possibly can. And I do podcasting because I find it a great self-medication therapy, almost like alcohol.
So it's not to get rich.
No, I don't know. If I ever am rich, then you are assured I have went delirious, because if I ever come into money, my first goal is to give it away.
I will send you my address.
But you have to be needy. I'm not just giving you money so you can have, you know, gold necklaces and stuff.
Oh, so now you're putting stipulations on it.
Well, everything comes with stipulations. Just read the Bible. Hey, do you want to go for the next email, or you want me to? I can't remember who did the last one already.
I did the last one.
Okay, well then I will pull up one from December 15th from Christian. I will, on this show, take the opportunity to publicly again thank Christian. Thanks to his generosity, I have what is called a Pinebook Pro, long story short, ARM-based laptop running a full-blown Linux. You want to know more information, mini PC show. Okay, hey guys. Well, this has to be the show that have seen more changes in this shortest amount of time. A big tip of the hat to all of you for stepping up and helping the show going. Dor, you always deserve a tip of the hat for convincing such fine folk to join you in said podcast. I found it harder than it would have thought to get used to the new voices, but ever since I had to endure the loss of Steve C., I've come to terms with it and learned to enjoy the changes. It saddens me how several of the hosts had to leave, in particular Eric, but Mark Laser Lips Cockrell, who destroyed my attempts to trip him up with my feedback. Also, I also inadvertently stepped on Ivor's toes, suggesting he'd be that Aussie bloke, which of course he's not. So the bull in the China shop saying applies to me. I was a long time holdout reading smartphones, but when I eventually started listening to this and other podcasts on my smartphone, I too have became a addict. I think I have purchased my last flagship phone. Prices are going through the roof, and having a unlocked phone will save lots of money, not to mention bring its own challenges and rewards. I have my eye on the new Pine phone, and hopefully it will find a home here on the show, even if it's not an Android phone. Guys, enjoy the season, your friends and family, and I look forward to hearing you on AAA in the new year. Regards, Christian, a.k.a. Captain, Champion of the Lost Cause Zero.
Yeah, that's a good job, man. I agree with the flagship thing. This is kind of the first, I don't know if a Pixel is considered a flagship phone. I guess it kind of is, but, you know, my last phone was the Pixel XL, the first version, and that was maybe after the 2 had come out. So this Huawei is kind of the first flagship phone I've had, but it'll probably be the last as well.
Yeah, to be honest, I wouldn't call it a flagship phone. I would call it a reference type device. Google trying to do their best in showing people what you can do. It isn't, even though it is, they have versions higher priced, I still don't think it's, you know, Samsung $1,200, $1,600 type device. Oh, and I'll say this. One of the things Christian said, I'll say, struck a nerve in one of my most recent DDG podcasts, which is basically, you know, when he like mentions that he's learning to, you know, go with a change. The only truth in life as we know it is if you fight change, you will be miserable. Go with change, enjoy change. Anybody who starts a podcast and puts down the, you know, law that this podcast will never change will quickly become miserable, and that podcast will die a miserable death. You have to enjoy change and welcome change, or else you're going to sooner or later change your mind.
Well, I was thinking about Linux for the Rest of Us just yesterday, I think. And I remember the first episodes of that when obviously I didn't know who you were. You were just some guy. And it's just amazing how far you've come in podcasting. How long ago was that? When did Linux for the Rest of Us start? 8 years ago? 10 years?
I want to say eight or nine.
Yeah. So I just wanted to give you a kudos on becoming the amazing podcaster you are today.
I don't know about amazing.
Yeah, I decided to slip it in there.
I didn't say it, but good. You want to read the next one?
Sure. This one is from John Gillen. It starts, "Hi, Laura. I was wondering whether you'd be interested in having me on as a guest of your show to talk about addiction and mental health. My name is John Gillen, BSc Psychotherapy of Addiction and inspiration behind the best-selling book, The Secret Disease of Addiction. Blah, 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 blah. Thanks, John." So we got that email, which was obviously from a dedicated listener. I don't know how many emails like that do you receive through Podnuts?
Because we don't go through the Google servers with that one. You don't see about 30 of them a day.
Really?
Yeah. You get like one every week or so, because we do pay for a spam filter just to make sure we have at least some accounts that are separated from the Goog. And wow, there's some pretty bad emails.
And so they just, I don't even understand how it works necessarily. You just spam out. I mean, it's Android App Addict, so I can understand some sort of filter catching the addicts part, and therefore this addiction therapist spamming out an email. Is that, I mean, how does it work?
I think they just spew their garbage emails and just hope they get some hits.
Okay, well, no hits here.
Nope. Okay. This next one is from December 19th, Scott Remulak. I always want to say Remulak, and I don't know why.
Sounds like something from Star Trek.
Well, no, they're Romulan. Remulak, to me, it almost sounds like Shmebulak, which was a thing from the Disney show Gravity Falls. And every time I see his name Scott, I just want to follow it up with Remulak. I don't know why. Scott Remick. This is a little bit of a longer email. We're going to talk about the beginning of the email at least. And it says, hello. Two items it starts with. Episode 555 feedback, cell phone bans. I think you need to emphasize more the issue of bands compatibility when shopping Chinese phone models. A phone might be advertised as supporting a U.S. carrier, AT&T, Verizon, T-Mobile, etc., but it might only support some of the U.S. bands, not all of them. Band usage by the carrier varies by market and location. So you might end up with a phone that doesn't support the specific bands your carrier uses in your area that you frequent. I almost got burned buying a phone that would have failed me until I did dig deeper. I consolidated my notes. AT&T bands will include them. And my screen just jumped. Sorry. And we'll include them at the end of the email as an example. Two, I used K9 Mail. Glad to hear it's making a comeback, but I wanted to pass along a lead for the client I ended up with when I switched from K9 Mail when it fell too far behind, and I went with Aqua Mail by Mobi Systems. I've been using it for several years now, and I've been very happy. So it is another email product that your listeners might want to look into. Cheers. And then he has some details that will be in the note about the AT&T band utilization. And here's what you really have to know. He has nailed it on the head. Typically, when a carrier supports 4G, they support 3 to 4 different bands, which are just frequencies on that network. And then with 3G, they might support 2 or 3. And, you know, with every single type of communication, they'll support a few different bands. When some phones advertise and say Verizon compatible or whatever, it literally might only support one band in 4G. And that's it. And for all you know, that one band might only be in like downtown, but it won't be out in the burbs. So you would literally no service or extremely slow service. The example I give is my Huawei P20 Lite. Out of the 4 bands on 4G LTE, it supports 2 of them. Of the 3G bands, out of 4 of them, it supports 3 of them. And for me, that's kind of enough. I know I'm not getting 100% support, 100% compatibility, but this is the offset price you pay instead of walking into a store and paying well overblown prices. I'm saving a couple bucks and getting a phone that I consider to be good enough compatibility.
What we live out in the sticks a bit, and so the cell phone coverage isn't terrific out here. What percentage do you think it could be the antenna from the phone versus actual band support?
Well, I mean, most antennas and most processors in the phone that do the band compatibility are all the same. You know what I mean? There's only, I think, 3 or 4 different types of chipsets and antennas you can get. So then it basically just comes down to the power of the signal and what band they support. I will say, if you're in the sticks, I will definitely look for something with more compatibility, at least 3 out of 4 bands type of ratio. I will say when you're with a device that is like a Google Pixel device or a Samsung type device, you can be rest assured with a phone that popular, that with that much brand behind it, it's going to support most bands in most areas where you're at.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that, because I think that the Redmi Note 8 that we just got, I don't very good band support then. It's not the coverage isn't great here.
Gotcha.
I'll tell you what is great coverage here is the snow that we've got in the last couple days, though. Holy smokes. We got about 8 inches yesterday, I think. Around here is not very common. And then, of course, it got warm today, and now it's all melting, and it's just nasty.
Gotcha. So what email do you want to go after next?
I will try to tackle another Captain Zero email.
Okay, which one are you thinking?
Oh, wait. It says... Okay. This is the one, his yearly feedback.
Gotcha.
Which, with Captain Zero, it seems to be weekly feedback, which is terrific. It says, hello, AAA. This will be my yearly feedback with holiday wishes and best wishes for the new year. AAA has never left me wanting, but it saddens me when one or more of the hosts drift away. Even though the new blood makes for a refreshingly new podcast, a belated warm welcome to Josh and that Australian bloke. So this is where he was referencing in the later email. And Ivor's not on here right now, so hopefully he is enjoying his time in Australia. This year I thought I might suggest a few apps that have likely already been showcased on the show, but could be reheated as they are the first apps I install on any new phone. So we're breaking new ground here and actually bringing up apps on an app show. So his first one is APK Extractor. It says, this is one of those apps you might not need for a long time, if ever, but if you do, it's pure gold. It lets you take an app on your phone and extract it to an APK file for sideloading on another phone or whenever. Even if the app gets pulled off the Play Store, you still have a copy. Of course, it's a phone home type app. You may still be out of luck if they have turned off the servers.
Okay, and then we can bounce back and forth with this email.
Sure.
Next app up is App Dragon. I think Dor and the gang are very familiar with this app, though I think Dor may have forgotten that it was the captain himself who first brought this app to AAA. It doesn't matter who gets credit. It is a great app.
That's the one that makes the entire list of all the apps you have. Is that right?
Yeah, the two basic functions of that one is you can either just hit email and it will send you descriptions and hyperlinks to every app installed on your device, or you can select individual icons and copy and it will give you descriptions and hyperlinks, great to send like text messages or emails with app links.
And the next one is Army Knife for Android. This is one of those handy little apps I reach for on occasion. I particularly like the magnifier. My eyes ain't what they used to be. Preach on, brother.
Yeah. After that, Calculator 142 Pro. There must be a bazillion calculator apps out there, but this one always finds its way back on any new phone I get. Perhaps it's good?
Color Note. This is one of those apps I could not function without. I keep one of the widgets on my home screen and it auto-populates via the built-in calendar that can be reached by either clicking on blank space in the widget or using the app icon if you have no open space to click on. Notes will remain in that widget until you change them to completed or they expire. You have the option of bullet point or regular notes, and you can color code the title that shows in the widget for priority. You can even save it to the app's online server if you wish. Maybe it's Google Drive, I don't know. I much prefer it over alarms and notifications, as they are on the screen and easy to see for the entire day or days, if you so wish. Huh. I read this, but I guess I didn't read it very well. That's kind of interesting.
Gotcha. And then next we have CV Pad. This is hand down the best converter app I've ever used, and the only one I keep. It converts anything, and that includes date, currency conversions. I'm always reaching for it to convert inches to millimeters, gallons to liters, and dollars to donuts. Okay, maybe not that last one.
The next one is Drill Bit Charts Pro. This is a more of a specific use case app. I use it all the time when converting or looking for the correct hole size for threading. Which drill bit is the closest to the one I don't have? You name it. I use it often when working with holes in 3D printing projects and such. For people who don't build models, 3D print, or make things, it's probably useless.
And then next we have F-Droid. The Google Play Store has a lot of apps, but some apps can only be found on F-Droid. However, you will have to sideload them to install them.
K9 Mail. It's my favorite mail program. It instantly replaces Google's mail program when I set up a new phone. Likely not everyone's cup of tea, but I cannot stomach the Gmail app and its tiles and colors. Oh, colors with a U. Ah, there's Captain Zero's not in the States.
He's not, and my spell checker does not like that spelling. After that, we have Multi-Timer. This app may be new to the show. I found it after having to retire my Pebble watch, and my page just jumped all over the place again. Don't know what's going on there.
I found it after having to retire my Pebble watch, which had a great timer app. That Amazfit? I've never been able to say what that is. The Amazfit BIP has a terrible timer, but at least I can create a set of widgets on my phone for the common time intervals I want to keep track of, and it vibrates my watch when the time is up.
Thank you. Next, we have my paid apps. I have graduated to the paid version of most apps, as Door often says, if you want to be around in development, you better pony up. So that plus my morbid curiosity in finding on how much money I've spent over the years makes this a must-have app.
Nova Launcher. Tried, tested, and true. I can't live without this launcher. EMUI on my Huawei P30 Pro didn't even last 12 hours.
Wow. Then we have Podcast Addict. Of all the podcast players I've used, this is by far my favorite and the only one I use. Side note, everything about the app is completely free. You only pay for the app if you want to support the developer. Also, he has a Patreon. No feature is behind a paywall. No ability is hidden, period, bar none. I think the best, lightest, most feature-rich podcast player there is. And they go out of their way to not sell your data.
Yeah, I agree. I've used it for years, and I think it's the best as well. And then Podnuts in Your Pocket is the next app. No need to rewind and listen for the umpteenth time to catch some detail in a Podnuts podcast. All the important links and detail are in there.
Thank you, Caleb, for that one again. Then we have a Remind Pro. I do have some schedule alarm style reminders, and this app that I found works best for me.
Should I answer? ? Is the next app. You really do have to take the time to set it up correctly, or you face not getting calls you are waiting for. But when set up properly, it's the bee's knees. He really is a wordsmith, Captain Zero.
He absolutely is. After that, we have Sleep. 2019-1101. I don't need a alarm clock anymore, but I still use this app together with my smartwatch. So I'm taking it to a smart sleep monitor.
I haven't been to the bottom of this email in a while, but I'm not sure there is one. The next app is Solid Explorer. I have found this an excellent file explorer. I'm sure there are others, but I've settled on this one for myself.
Very cool. After that, we have Swipe Pad. I don't use this as a full bore launcher, but it runs in the background so I can quickly access my clipboard apps when I'm in the middle of typing something. My clipboard app can contain a long list of clips, and being able to quickly bring it up and grab what I need and get back to another app is invaluable to me.
Textra. I don't text much, but when I do, this is the app I use.
Simple, to the point. Yeah. Then we have Via, my all-time favorite browser for Android. It just works the way I want it to work. I can't say I know that one.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to have to check that one out.
I like the name of this next one, Volume Butler. Android 9 has a nasty little problem as far as I am concerned. They combined alarms and notifications, so if you get, say, a Voxer notification, it will be as loud as your alarm. This app has a little trick that lets you break them up, alarms and notifications, so you can set different volume levels for each type. This app also lets you create profiles that can be automatically switched at given times. I only have 2 profiles night and day, but you can create as many as you need.
Very cool. Then we have Wi-Fi Analyzer. The only one I could find that would work on my Huawei P30 Pro, enough said.
Sorry for the long feedback email. Regards, Captain. Not only can't I shut up, I made door scroll 0. Yes, you did.
Testify.
Thanks, Captain Zero. It's always a treat to get emails from you.
Very cool. We know we have a little bit more emails here. I'm going to jump on this one. This is going to be a slightly longer one, but it's worth it. Not as long as that one, but because this one is from Chuck Litchfield. I'll say this. He is another what I consider to be super supporter of Podnuts and a longtime supporter of Podnuts. And I'm just saying all this kind of stuff so I can make sure I have enough time to paste the email and then read it. Thank you, Chuck. Hey, guys, I discovered this Play Pass app by the Play Store recommending for me Dailyo, Daylio. It's always good to talk about mental health since we are, I guess they... Chuck is another, we got that email about mental health. It's always a good time to talk about mental health since we are all dealing with our own stuff. And there's always someone else out there who needs a little extra interaction to help get them out of their funk. Reach out and touch someone with a message or say hello to a stranger. This is the share with friends feature from within the app. I use this great app, Dailyo. It enables you to keep a private diary without having to type a single line. It's free and you can get it at dailyo.net, Daylio.net. So I tried it out. I've been logging my day when it asks around 8 p.m. It's an interesting check on how I feel about my day. Like I said, it's bad after having Waze reroute me around the messy accident on the freeway through the farmland in the dark. With the fuel light on E the whole time, it's rather refreshing that Waze took me out to the closest refueling station, but was nerve-wracking not really knowing where the hell I was, which were all hemp and hop fields. This is Oregon. So I'm using this app to see what it tells me by sharing my personal journal about my day, whether it's meh or awful. I'll add more details about what I did and how I felt. It has a password protection if you need that, and it's fully customizable, like adding activities that are unique to what I do, more feelings if you need more. Only adding enough useful data will determine if this app is worthwhile. I will report back. Speaking of the spooky holiday, Halloween, what are your kids' costumes this year? A movie character and a video game character. Just a guess. Love the show. Chuck from the Stinky Green State. I'm trying to remember what my kids were. My oldest was really like lazy, I want to say. He just basically just like put some stuff on his face and went around with a fake machete. My youngest, I kept reminding him he didn't want a mask on his face because he would complain about it getting hot underneath there. I think he went as Luigi again. Yeah. He went as Luigi because every time we saw a Mario walking around, he like freaked out and laughed.
Yes, thanks for the email, Chuck. We noticed that you've dropped off your emails about the Play Pass. Are you still enjoying it? Or do you, as Dora had mentioned last week, are you a little bit disillusioned by the Google Play Pass?
Well, I did get another ping. I'm getting about once a month, I'm getting a notification in my shade that there's new Play Pass and games are now released on the Play Store, and that happened today. I haven't had time to go through them. And I will say this about the documentation app. That's what I call it, a documentation app. I beg my children to like just write down like stuff. Like, did you have a good dream? Did you have a bad dream? How did you sleep? Just to document stuff. Because just the fact of documentation will change your perception on what happened. Because I do believe every time you write something down, you're basically triggering something in your head to remember and to like actually stop and think about you kind of thing. So I do like the idea of doing that. With that stated, I need distractions. I don't want to sit down and think about how I'm feeling. I need to just, you know, stay busy. you know, everyone to each their own, but to me, I just stay busy.
I would be interested in getting more feedback on other diary type apps as well, because we're talking about maybe putting something together like that for the kid to, you know, document his early childhood and then give it to him at some point. So if anyone has any other, I don't know if it's a diary app or just a dictation app, maybe. I don't know what would be the best for this situation.
Gotcha.
And then we did get an email from Eric Davies, and he's listening from Dunedin, New Zealand.
I have no idea what you just said, but I'm going to say okay.
Well, apparently it's Ivor's twin brother, but they've never been seen in the same room, so I question everything now.
Let's just stop for a second and just say to ourselves, there's two of them, okay? So just imagine if both were on the show, I'm just saying.
Are you kicking me off, Dor?
No.
I'd be being replaced by another Davies?
No, I don't know if the world can survive if both of them are on the same show.
I'm hesitant to say that I believe that there are two of them. I think maybe it's a split personality thing.
Okay, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of blissfully okay with not knowing. Were there any other emails you think that caught your eye there?
No, I think we did pretty well on getting through them. There was the one from Carlo. There was a Patreon message, but I don't know.
I'll just say, Carlo, thank you for the email. And let's go paste that. Or actually, it wasn't an email, but I'm pretty sure, you know, he intended it to be at least heard. He did at least kindly, you know, like comment out the cussing on it. He said, "Hi, Steve. I'm such a selfish delete expletive. I didn't notice that my payment option at Patreon had expired, tied to a debit card, which expired last September. I listened to 2 to 3 Podnuts podcasts. Being AAA is my favorite. I got to tell you that not only has good information about tech, but listening to you is inspiring. When you talk about helping others and always offering your time to help folks that ask for it. I've been sick for the last 5 to 6 months." Big burnout, mostly depression tied to my frustration because of the other delete expletives that have, that are basically bosses at his job. Listening to you and other podcasts has helped me, in many ways. Thanks, man. I'll say this, Carlos, you don't have to go through anything, or Carlo, you don't have to go through anything on your own, period. Like I said in the very beginning of this episode, this is a community kind of thing. I'm not just here for you. I'm pretty sure everybody else who listens to Pod Nuts podcast will be there if you just reach out, is what I'll say. Do not stress. Just like Josh kind of said to me, I'm not in this to get rich. If nobody can afford to pay me a dime, I'll be just fine. If people can afford to give me money, thank you. But do not feel like it is a necessity. If any payments stop, I don't ping somebody and say, "Hey, do you know? Hey, did your card expired? Maybe you want to check it." Because I firmly expect a payment stops because somebody has something going on in their life. And I know how bad bosses can literally ruin everything. Even though a job should just be a job, in most of the first world, a job is not just a job. A job is your life because you spend so much time at it. And if anything can make you happy or depressed, I believe that is your job.
Well said. And I thought that was a very nice sentiment on his sentiment. That's not right, right? Sentiment? Sentiment.
There you go. Thank you. I was trying to figure it out myself.
Pretty sure sediment is at the bottom of a river.
Yeah, something like that. Well. And I'll say this. I don't like to humble brag because that's what it is, okay? But I will say this week alone, I have 2 emails from people who are in trouble is what I'll say. I believe I'm going to send one a Chromebook I have because they don't have anything and they need to have a computer to try to work, college type courses at an older age and they need something, 'cause they lost their job. And another guy I think it's a guy, has had another bad thing happening to him, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to send like my Intel nuck over his way. I'll just say this. I promise everybody that, you know, I try at least 80% of the money that comes into this network goes to people, organizations, and communities that need it. I donate to Wikipedia because I use it a lot. I donate to archive.org because they do a lot of good work. I buy Raspberry Pi computers for people who want to get into automation but can't afford it. I give people Chromebooks when they need, you know, documentation type portable computers. The only thing I expect in return is just, you know, people to just once in a while, you know, pat me on the back and say thanks and hi.
I'm patting you on the back door.
Watch, don't let that hand go down. So we definitely have more emails is what I'll say, but I'm pretty sure we've been going on for about an hour.
Yeah, and, I was going to bring something up if you don't mind. Shoot. And you brought it up with the Raspberry Pis, and I actually install Raspberry Pis in Myanmar in schools that we've built previously and set up computer labs out of Raspberry Pis. So we actually just got joined another group called Innovative Communities, and now we have charitable status as well. So if anybody's interested in that type of thing, go ahead and reach out and let me know.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it should be pretty interesting. Hopefully we'll get more funding now if we can give tax receipts and things like that. So.
Well, that and I'll just put it like this, eyeballs are key. You know what I mean? The more eyeballs you get, the better off you are.
Yeah, so if anyone is interested, shoot an email to AAA@podnuts, and I will get it there, or josh@joshuadennis.ca, or you can even go to innovativecommunities.org and then just look for the Myanmar Computer Lab project. So one of these one of these days, Dor, you're going to have to come over there with me and help me set up a computer lab.
Well, I hate to say it's probably going to have to wait till my kids are more self-sufficient.
Bring them with you.
They better have high speed internet the whole time, and so they can access their YouTube and stuff, or else I'm pretty sure they're gonna have a conniption.
Well, they do have fairly decent cell service, so the data's usually at least 3G.
Gotcha. Because I mean, I love my kids, but they are so spoiled. You know, I always, whenever I think about my kids and their life, if you haven't ever watched History of the World Part One, Mel Brooks comedy, I just picture my kids just turning to me with like a smirk on their face and just saying, it's good to be the king. Because, you know, they have everything they've ever wanted, dreamed, or thought of.
It was interesting because the Redmi, obviously, and the Huawei that I have, and I don't know how many, we'll call them domestic phones, have dual SIM cards. Is that a...
In North America, not many at all. The only carrier I knew that had any for years was Verizon, and that's because they would always try. They always had one plan you could buy that was an international plan, and they always had one phone that had dual SIMs. But overseas, I'll say this, it's super common to have dual SIMs because what happens, I believe, in most countries other than the U.S. or Canada is you buy your phone, you have two SIMs, your job gives you another SIM. So you have your work phone and you have your regular phone basically all on one device. And then when you quit your job or your job changes, you literally open your phone up, give them back their SIM. You get a new SIM for the new job and everything just keeps working.
Yes, that's definitely one use case. Another one is that you can find plans that are cheap for talking and cheap for data. And so you'll have the SIM card for the data plan and then the SIM card for the talking plan, and then you can just switch between them for usage.
Right. And the third I'll say is, like, if you live in Belgium but work in France, or live in Germany, work in the Netherlands, which is actually kind of popular over there, you literally might be able to use one network when you're at home, but then when you go to work, you literally have to switch carriers.
Use cases are endless.
Yeah, and honestly, I always like the idea of having a dual SIM just in case, but most of the time I like it because almost always the second SIM card can be placed with a micro SD card. So it, like, whenever you see dual SIM, most of the time that means that it also has micro SD support.
Okay, here's a hypothetical, Dor. Say you and me and somebody from New Zealand were to plan something nefarious, a bank heist, something like this. Could, if you had a phone with dual SIMs, could you have your regular phone and a burner at the same time?
I will say absolutely yes, you can, but I'm pretty sure the authorities would be able to tie the two together and say that they're clearly from the same device.
All right, well, we'll have to hash this out in the background.
Okay.
I think I would like to bring one app, at least, if that's okay.
I think we're at.
And I'm not prepared for this because I didn't know we were going to be called Comica. I will get the link. But basically, it turns pictures into cartoons, and then you can add captions, thought bubbles, boom, bang, bing.
Can I ask how's this spelled?
Comica. I'll grab a link here. And it's extremely fun. It's so easy to use. I made one cartoon, and then I purchased it immediately. So you just take a picture, and then you can choose what type of filter you want to put on it. When you buy it, there's, I don't know, 20 different filters to make it look like a comic, to make it look like a drawing, to make it look like a painting, and things like that. And then you just add, that's not the right one. Sorry, wrong one. And then you just make it funny. However you want to make the picture.
Gotcha.
And it's what?
Is that Comic Sans in the application?
What's that?
The font in the application looks like Comic Sans.
Probably, yeah, that is the font. So I spent way too much time one day and just did so many pictures and spammed them out to people. But it's so easy and it's a lot of fun. This is the best app that I've found, well, probably ever on this show. So surprisingly, I actually think I brought a good one this time.
And it says now dual pane mode is now supported. So you can take two pictures, I believe, and turn them into two separate like comic images.
Oh, you can do more. You can do several different panes. So you can have, I don't know, four or six, and you can actually create like an entire comic strip.
Gotcha.
So I would highly recommend. I'd highly recommend it. It's a lot of fun.
Very cool. I'm going to give a oddball application is what I'm going to say. And it's literally called Recycle Bro. This is an app that can help you make money. So hypothetically, you are really, being held back. You really have a hard time making any money whatsoever. If you have an Android device, I would highly encourage you download Recycle Bro. Make money, free cans and bottles near you by Rick Bravo in Tools. E for Everyone does contain ads, completely free to download. Current version is 1.0.3, updated January 14th, 2020, size 5.5, 10 plus installs, content rating E for Everyone. 5.0 Android and up does need access to your location, Wi-Fi networks, and basically internet data. Long story short, realistically, if you really do need money and you need all kinds of money that you can get your hands on, this app will help you find areas where there are known to be cans and bottles basically sitting around just waiting to be picked up and cashed in.
Is this just like rubbish on the side of the road that people map out, or is it actual people's residents that put their cans out for people to come pick up?
I believe it's basically just places around you where it's known that people basically litter and like throw their stuff on the ground. I do believe that you can, as an individual, basically make your own cans or stuff and just put them in the app and say you can come and get them.
I think that would be something fantastic. An app where you can just put, because, well, here, I don't know, do you still have, or do you have curbside recycling for cans and bottles, like money bottles and cans?
Yes and no. We do, but the last time I looked at it, they wanted us to pay nearly $30 a month for the right to have that pickup at our curb.
I know when I was growing up in Washington State, they we had curbside where you just throw everything out there. But here, you cannot throw cash recycling, which is soda, alcohol bottles and cans, and juice bottles and cans. You can't put them on the curbside. And so, you know, it actually can be a bit annoying to have to go into the recycling place to recycle them. So to have something like this to where people are willing to just put their cans out, you could actually make some, you could make some coin doing this.
Right. And if you take a look at the screenshots in the app, I believe it's the fourth app, the fourth screenshot. It actually shows where you can basically enter your address. You can put down, is it cans? Is it bottles? Is it other? Is it small, medium, large, or extra large load? And pick up instructions. You can say it will be by your door or by your curb from certain times to certain times. So quite literally, if you want to, instead of just putting them in a container where you literally don't know where they're going, or you can literally donate them to people who actually need this kind of thing, this looks like the app to do it.
I'm interested to see if it works in Canada.
Can do Adia. It's in the name.
Yeah, right. Recycle can Nadia.
Exactly.
So I bring a good app and you have to one up me. Nice work.
Well, no. We just brought apps. That's all. So what's the easiest way for people, you think, to catch up with you there, Josh?
Just send an email to aa@podnuts.com, or you can reach me directly at josh@joshuadennis.ca. And then also the Innovative Communities, which is a new way to check out what I'm doing with the computer labs. And I just want to say that we're still working on our sound, obviously, so we apologize for any inconsistencies and things like that. And really, really glad for all the emails that we're getting and the people that are in the chat and everyone that listens. And if you go to buy a phone and somebody tells you the price of that phone and it's a flagship phone and it's around $1,000, just tell them they're dreaming.
They're dreaming, man. Very cool. Do not forget, everyone, again, if you want a completely ad-free version of this show, because you've heard all the ads, you sat through all the ads that we played, and if you want completely ad-free versions of the show, then all you have to do is go to patreon.com/androidappaddicts. Just like Tom O and just like Carlo. Thank you very much, everybody. I want to thank everyone for coming out to the live chat. I want to thank Rob. I want to thank Red. I think everybody coming out to the live chat. Do not forget aaa@podnuts.com, 7076podnut.com. All this stuff is in the notes. Never forget, look at the notes. Do not always, and never forget, if you do not have Root on your phone, you really do not know who does, because that is an honest to goodness truth. And also never forget, support those who support you. If we don't support each other, there's nobody else out there who will. So, you know, we're here for you. You're here for us. I want to thank everyone again. We'll talk to everyone again in about a week.
Hi, this is Matt from the MRP Tech Podcast. I would like to invite you all to take a listen to my show, the MRP Tech Podcast, on the Podnuts Network. The theme for my show is Everyday Tech for Everyday People. We talk about Windows, Mac, Linux, iOS, Android, Chrome OS, and anything else technology related. You can find us on iTunes, and you can find us by searching in any podcatcher. We hope you take a listen and let us know what you think.
Music provided by Steve Cherubino at stevecherubino.com.